Welcome to TechNori Live. I'm your host, Scott Catoon, and we are in studio at WGN Radio talking with Chicago's top entrepreneurs, founders, and innovators, and entertainment people today. This is a special day. We've got Showbiz Shelley, the famous Showbiz Shelley, here in studio.
Are you kidding me? The famous Scott Catoon. Hello.
Well, hello. I am not famous. Infamous, I'll take. I'll take infamous all day long.
You are. In my circle, at least, Scott. Yes.
I mean, that's really cool to find out, actually. I didn't know that anyone even paid attention to me.
Of course, yes.
So I brought you in for numerous reasons. One, I just want to talk about Tom Brady because now I know he's in tech, and I want to talk about Jay-Z now that I know he's in tech startups.
Yeah.
But also, I just want to preface this, and I'm going to leave. We are building this as we go.
Yeah.
This is quite literally on the fly.
Yeah.
I go to a lot of events. I know you do, too.
Mm-hmm.
Your events are more fun than mine.
Well, thank you very much for saying that. But I don't know. I haven't been to too many of your events, so I can't really compare it to much.
My events, the ones that I host, are awesome.
Oh, yours. Yeah.
The ones that I have to go to that I am not responsible for suck.
Okay.
The ones that you go to, though, like have celebrities and like Vince Vaughn is hanging out there and there's like cool stuff. The ones that I have to go to, not the ones I host. Those are kick-ass.
Yes.
The ones that I go to are like I'm not a craft beer guy, so like the whole only craft choice, there's no booze. Like if it doesn't have something that I can have 10 of,
mm-hmm.
I'm sort of already like bummed out.
No, I'm there with you. I mean, I'm more of a vodka soda
type
person.
I'm a vodka. Know? I'm a vodka or rum and diet person.
Yes. I don't necessarily go for the diet, but just because I tend to spill on myself if I spill. So at least I'd rather get something clear, right? It keeps the mess at a minimum. So,
that is thinking things through. At the point that I get in the night, I'm certainly not worried about what my appearance is at this point.
That's true.
But the main thing I guess I'm getting at and why I have you here is, one, because you said yes, but the other main reason is ultimately whether it's networking events, whether it's award ceremonies, which there are more than there need to be people award winners, I think,
mm-hmm.
and anything in between, they're usually pretty crappy. They usually don't have like real good service and people just, I feel like I said this to you before offline. I feel like it's thrown by people who've never been to the party.
Yeah. No, I could see what you're saying because I know with a lot of the events I go to, I mean, it's specifically for the type of crowd that they know what they're in for, right? They need the good drinks, the sort of good entertainment, the band, whatever it is. Whereas the ones that you go to, right, there might be a little
bit of
difference
there. So we're going to change that.
I agree with you.
Right. So yeah. I have a theory.
Yes.
I think that the reason that they have continued to suck, not only just because the people who throw them have never been to a party,
okay,
but is also because nobody covers them mm-hmm. in a way that has to make them responsible for the party they throw. They only talk about like, here, there's 300 people came to network and exchange business cards. Listen, if you're at a party and the only thing you can talk about is that exchange business cards, that was a shitty party. I'm just saying.
I mean, right. So the thing is, when you approached me, I'm so glad you did. And I know that a lot of people are probably like, Showbiz Shelley here on TechNori. What the heck? This makes no sense. Especially, and I don't even know if you know this about me because I don't think we talked about it. I still write out checks. Like, I don't know
how to write out a check.
Yes. So it's like, what are we doing here? But I think we did see a lot of similarities actually in terms of the way celebrities are actually getting involved with a lot of these tech startup companies
and
events.
There's that. And I also think, and I mean, you could name a ton of them. Ashton Kutcher is another good example of someone who's been around Chicago a lot. We just had the guy from Friends.
David Schwimmer.
He was just at 1871.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of intertwinement in our entertainment. And what I want to kind of highlight with you, and I think if this works out and you volunteer to do this, I think we're going to do this on a regular basis, is have you sort of talk about what we need to see in the event space. And I think that together we can change the way that events are thrown because they know that we might be in attendance and we will be on the show talking about how crappy it was going forward. So I'm super excited to have you here. I guess a little more background on yourself, just in case there's anyone who doesn't know you. Who are you for those who do not know?
Yes.
Showbiz Shelley.
Yes, sure. So I've been on radio in Chicago for a while doing mornings. And like you said, I do entertainment. That's primarily what I cover, Showbiz Shelley, hence the name. So, you can always find me. I'm out at all kinds of entertainment events, red carpet premieres. I've been out to cover all kinds of award shows. I do all that kind of stuff. And I love, the way our worlds intertwine. Also, I like TV shows like Shark Tank.
Yep.
I mean, that's a lot of the way that a lot of this stuff has gotten to the forefront in terms of celebrities. And I'm very excited to be here. And I was so excited when you asked me to be a part of this. I think it's a really cool opportunity. And I'm looking forward to, like you say, sort of crashing these parties and seeing what we come across.
I'm glad that you're able to sit in here and listen to this. Sorry for the noise there. I'm glad you get to sit in on some of this and get an idea of like what we do here. Because I mean, if you can find this entertaining,
yeah,
then you can help me find a way to get everyone who's outside of the window right now to find this as entertaining as I find it.
Yeah,
that's your. I'm setting up with your first job.
This is good. Yeah, no, this is good.
And you've got notes and everything.
I have so
this
many
is incredible.
Notes.
Holy
yeah.
cow!
Yeah, I have tons of stuff.
I just
here,
make
so.
The. I make the shit up on the fly.
That's a talent though in itself. So
you got to see the final product. It's not that talented. Oh wait, I want to thank Showbiz Shelly for keeping us up on the events and sticking around.
Oh, thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Where do people go to follow Showbiz Shelly?
So you can follow me on all social media. I'm just Showbiz Shelly on everything.
I highly recommend Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I like Instagram.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank goodness for the stories. Of course, you can watch this episode and more at technori.com. You can download the podcast on iTunes and stay connected by following us on Twitter and Facebook at Technori, or follow me at Katoon, or follow Shelly at Showbiz Shelly. Boom. That's a wrap.